Jeff, how's it going, man?
Hey, good. How are you?
Excellent. Good morning. Congratulations on the new show and just in time for Halloween, right?
Oh, I know. Perfect time of year, isn't it?
So tell me about this new show with you on PBS, New England Legends.
Well, here's the thing. We're looking for all the strange, wonderful stories, the monsters, the ghosts, the aliens, the UFOs that seem to dot our landscape all over these six wonderful states of New England.
Right.
And so, unlike a ghost hunting show where we're turning it into an investigation and turning on night vision cameras and all that stuff, it's about the story, it's about the history, and it's about the people who've experienced these things.
Which, of course, is easier to get people to talk about because nobody wants to be seen. I mean, there's certain people that, of course, they're so into paranormal that they don't care. They want to go ahead, they want to be part of that investigation, put it out there. But there's other people that just know a part of something or saw something they can't really explain. And, you know, sometimes they're hesitant to kind of open up about that stuff.
Sure, but, you know, the thing is, today, ghosts and monsters are so out of the closet, you know?
Right.
I mean, every TV network's got some show, you know, investigating this stuff. But the thing is, every one of those shows and every paranormal show you've ever seen in the history of time, first and foremost, was chasing a story.
Right.
Someone heard something. It sounded real and true enough to them that they wanted to go become a part of that story by checking it out. Now, whether the story's made up or not, the legend itself becomes this indisputably real thing that we all contribute to. You know, we all talk about these things. Why does one place have a haunted reputation, another doesn't?
Right.
Because of a story. Because someone experienced something, talked about it, others had experiences, and then we go there and look for ghosts.
Up here in New England, I mean, it's the perfect place for these type of stories to be set and do a show like this. I mean, because it's the oldest settled part of the country. You're going to have, you know, all sorts of old legends and old historic facts that you can check against and town records and so forth. So I would imagine that makes the digging a little bit more enjoyable, but also a little bit more difficult. I mean, you got to go deeper.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Jay. And I got to tell you, too, you know, the thing about New Englanders is, as you know, we don't necessarily open up on
right.
that first meeting, you know.
Get off my property. Right.
Right. We're a little reserved at first. But the thing is, when you do get someone to open up, there's a trust thing there, you know. And you start talking about this stuff and you realize, look, it's happening to millions of people all over the world. And it has been for thousands of years, these strange, unexplainable experiences. And sometimes our history does back that stuff up. You know, there's things that have transpired, taken place on the land, or been documented in newspaper reports that suggest, hey, look, you're not the only one that's had this experience. And the more we talk about that, I think the more we realize we have a lot in common. It's a bonding thing. And really, when you get into those legends in a community, you're getting past the front gate. You know, you're getting down into something that's really resonating in a community, because they only share it with you if they trust you. And
right.
That's one of the things we're trying to do, is really get into a story and get into a community, unlike any other show that just comes in and says, well, let's turn on night vision cameras and see if something happens.
Originally, you're from here in Connecticut, right? Newtown, and now up across the border from us?
Yeah. I grew up in Newtown and lived in Massachusetts now, you know, pretty much a New England guy my whole life.
So you're going to be, the show launches tomorrow. I mean, we feed the kids the candy. They come by. That's early enough. There's nothing better than turning all the lights off around there then and watching something that, you know, kind of go, wow, that's a little bit off. So tell me about, you know, tomorrow night. You get two episodes, right?
Yeah, two episodes. First, we're going to head out to the Berkshires, and we're going to check out the ghost of the Houghton Mansion,
mm-hmm.
and then head up to October Mountain, which is just a smorgasbord of legends for everything from documented UFO sightings, documented Bigfoot sightings, and an abandoned cemetery up there in the middle of the woods that, not to give it away, but we find it. It's the 16,000-acre state forest preserve, and it's just full of these strange stories that go back over 100 years, and we kind of pick it apart and see how it came to be and find out that sometimes these stories, whether you want to believe them or not, can lead you to real places and find out about the people who live there. And then we're going to head over to Dungeon Rock up in Lynn, Massachusetts, north of Boston,
right.
And then which is just a great story of pirate treasure, buried gold, and a ghost telling a man to look for it for, you know, the rest of his life. And then head up to Salem, New Hampshire, to look into America's Stonehenge, which is a 4,000-year-old calendar that it seems to be Celtic in origin and just shakes up everything we thought we knew about who came here and when from Europe.
You know, you've been doing this a long time. I mean, you've written plenty of books. You've been on so many TV shows and done your own investigations and all these things. Is there a relation as to energy and history of a place when you get all these legends kind of converging? Because like you said, I mean, up here in New England, it's like a smorgasbord. I mean, you've got, you know, on one site, you're talking about hauntings, ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, all those things. I mean, is that coincidence or what?
Here's the thing. The connection to all of it, Jay, is that there has to be people, right?
Right.
These things can't exist without living human beings, without our friends, our neighbors, our sisters and brothers, and so on. The longer there have been people in a certain location, the longer people have been talking to each other,
right,
the more stories that are going to come out of it. And the more we're going to kind of cross-reference these things. Here's the amazing thing about the time we live in. Folklore and oral traditions, that process hasn't changed in thousands and thousands of years. But today, because of Twitter and Facebook and,
right,
you know, 24/7 news, it just moves a lot faster.
Right.
So, you know, before, you know, 100 years ago, you had an experience, you told your neighbor, maybe a week later, a couple days after that, he told someone else, and eventually it got around. Today, you get on Twitter and say, oh my God, I just saw Bigfoot in October Mountain, you know, and
right,
suddenly everyone knows.
Right, second. There's three people living up in an RV up there trying to catch him, right.
That's right, yeah. So, it's the same process. It just moves a heck of a lot quicker today, and all we can do is take a snapshot of these legends, because they change. They change every day as new people have experiences, as new people come to the fold and talk about what they know, and we dig in the past, and it's a connection, you know. It's a connection from one person to another, to our ancestors, to these salt-of-the-earth people that came here before us.
PBS affiliate down here in the Hartford area is Channel 57 WGBY. You'll be able to check it out. And you can find out more online, ourNewEnglandLegends.com and JeffBelanger.com. Jeff, it's great to talk to you. I mean, I know you've got so much going on with these books and these TV shows. I mean, I'm curious, and I'm going to be paying attention. Tonight is the shows. We actually talked with Jeff yesterday.
Right, Halloween. It's on Halloween.
Right. It's on Halloween. Mm-hmm. So that'd be right tonight, right
tonight
now. Makes sense. So
yes.
You don't have to be mad at me now.
I'm not mad at you.
I had a conversation with him yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to tell him that we weren't going to be running the conversation until today.
It's fine.
Right. What if Jeff Belanger was angry at me because he thought that I was inaccurate with the questions that I was asking him in that regard?
Right.
People know that it would make sense for it to be on Halloween.
Right.
They know. Talking sports in just a minute. Thanks to Jeff. Tonight, PBS, a local TV affiliate, Channel 57. It will be spooky.